咁我哋今日咧就系喺彼得后书，我哋睇一个十六节至到廿一节。We're going to be studying in 2 Peter chapter 1 verses 16 to 21 this morning。咁啊，我哋知道好多人咧就系觉得圣经咧就系落后，系而家唔及时，系老土。I know lots of people think that the Bible is old-fashioned, out of date, and not appropriate for today. 咁啊，耶稣已经系死而升天，有2000年啦。咁啊，但系即系好似觉得圣经对我哋今时今日嘅人系唔关事。You know, Jesus died and rose from the dead 2,000 years ago. You know, and people think, hey, you know, the Bible doesn't apply to me today. It doesn't, you know, I can't relate to that.所以今天我们要看这个圣经看到神的话语和我们的关系。So this morning we'll be looking at the Bible and God's word and see how it applies to our life. 因为有些人会怀疑究竟圣经是真实可靠吗？ Because a lot of people will ask, is the Bible real? Is it true? Is it reliable? Can I trust it? 咁我哋系特别知道耶稣圣经里边有一个预言咧，就话佢系会翻嚟世界。Especially we know that the Bible says that you know Jesus said in His word that He's going to come again and He's going to come back one day. 佢已经过咗2000年，耶稣未翻嚟，系咪假嘅？咪真系冇呢件事 ？You know, it's been 2,000 years and Jesus hasn't come back yet. Is it real? Is He really going to come, or is it just fake? You know. 所以我哋睇今日我哋呢个圣经里边你要揾到答案咧，因为圣经嘅作者彼得、保罗、约翰几个都系好相信耶稣就系会翻嚟，相信圣经系神嘅话语。Because you know all the writers of the New Testament, you know Peter, Paul, John, they all believe that Jesus was coming soon and that that the Bible is true and reliable. 所以我哋睇呢个十六节至到二十一节。So let's look at verse 16 to 21 and see what Peter had to say about all this.
我们从前将我们主耶稣基督的大能和他降临的事告诉你们，并不是随从乖巧力造的虚言，乃是亲眼见过他的威荣。
For we do not follow cunningly devised fables when we made known to you the power and coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, but we are eyewitnesses of his majesty.
他从父神得尊贵荣耀的时候，从极大荣耀之荣光之中有声音出来向他说，这是我的爱子，我所喜悦的。
For he received from God the Father honor and glory, and when such a voice came to him from the excellent glory, this is my beloved Son in whom I am well pleased.
我们同他在圣山的时候亲自听见这声音从天上出来。
And we heard this voice which came from heaven when we were with him on the holy mountain.
我们并有先知更确的预言，如同灯照着在暗处，你们在这预言上留意，直等到天发亮，神星在你们心里出现的时候，最是好的。
And we have the prophetic word confirmed, which you do well to heed as a light that shines in a dark place until the day dawns and the morning star rises in your hearts.
第一要紧的，该知道经常所有的预言没有可取思议解说的。
Knowing this, first, that no prophecy of Scripture is of any private interpretation.
因为预言从来没有出于人意的，乃是人被圣灵感动，说出神的话来。
For prophecy never came by the will of man, but holy men of God spoke as they were moved by the Holy Spirit.
我们一起低头祈祷。 Let's pray.
主耶稣，我们多谢你，今天我们看到你的话语，我们看到你是给我们可信可靠的千真万确的圣经。主要靠你透过今天的分享，让我们是明白你的真理，愿意我们可以更加亲近你，更加相信你。我们多谢主，听我们祷告，奉耶稣名求， Amen。
这里彼得呢他是讲紧圣经是可靠。So Peter is telling us that the Bible is reliable and true. 新约全书都是可靠。The whole New Testament is reliable. 因为彼得讲他是一个见证人，他亲眼睇见。Because Peter is saying that he is an eyewitness of these effect of these things that happen. 我哋系知道彼得系跟住耶稣有三年半嘅时间。You know that Jesus and Peter walked with Jesus for 3.5 years. 佢睇到耶稣做神迹，睇到佢讲道，听到佢讲道。Peter walked with Jesus, he saw him do miracles, he heard him preach, 他亦都睇到佢钉十字架从死里复活， he saw him die on the cross and raise from the dead. 我哋知道呢彼得约翰呢都系目击者，佢系睇清楚呢啲事。And we know that all the disciples, Peter, John, they all were eyewitnesses of these things. 嗱，如果你去到任何一个法院里边咧，讲到咧即系证供一啲嘅亲身经历嘅、亲眼睇见嘅，就系一个合法嘅证供。If you go into any court of law today, anywhere in the world, and you have eyewitnesses that can testify to the event that happened, then it can be established that it truly happened. 如果你系几个人系可以话我亲眼见到、亲耳听到咧，喺法院都会成立啊，几个人嘅证供系可以接纳嘅。And if you have more than one person, a number of people saying that I saw it, I heard it, you know, their witness, their testimony, it can be established as truth. 我哋揸住嘅新约圣经系好多嘅门徒，好多嘅人系亲眼见到、亲耳听到嘅呢啲事，就系证明系真实嘅。And the New Testament account is eyewitness accounts by many different people, and they can hold to the fact that this is a valid, true account. 嗱，其实当时咧，即系当佢系讲呢啲嘅事情嘅时候咧，系好多人当时都是存在是可以嘲笑究竟有没有发生。You know, and when they gave testimony to these things, there are many other people around who could have gone and investigated and seen if what the account they were giving was real or not. 但是我们看不到任何人呢可以反驳他那个证供，因为他的证供是真实的，是当时历史个个都是同意这个是真的发生过的。 But you know, we don't see in history that people were giving rebuttals or refusing the accounts that they gave, because the accounts that they were giving witness to actually happened. And so everybody believed and trusted that these were true accounts. 这个本身就是一个可以证明新约圣经的证供是可靠的、可信的。 And so that in itself can give us evidence and proof that the New Testament account is a reliable, believable account. 其实我们是要知道的，好多人会批评圣经，他不接受圣经，是说经过这么多年是变了，或者现在写的东西跟当时不一样等等等。 You know, there are a lot of critics of the Bible that they say, well, that didn't really happen, you know, after all these years it's been changed, you know, or maybe, you know, it's not what it really was. Well, 即如果这样批评圣经的人，其实完全不明白古代文献嗰啲事。 You know, but people that are criticizing the Bible like that don't understand anything about antiquity and ancient documents. 如果我哋手揸住呢个圣经喺古代嘅文献里边，系最可靠、最信得过嘅。 You know, the Bible that we hold in our hand today is the most reliable document of antiquity that there is in the world. 系比任何，譬如你孔子嘅莎士比亚或者希腊神话等等，是更加可靠。 You know, the Bible is more reliable and true than any other work of antiquity. Let's say the works of Confucius or Shakespeare or ancient Greek mythology, Homer. 圣经是可以查考到，是第一世纪已经是有可以查考到当时的记载和我们现在的记载是一样。They have already done investigations and can prove back to the first century that the writings of the New Testament that we hold in our hand today are the same as the writings of the first century. 但是你知道新約聖經的作者就是第一世紀末後才離開世界。 But you know that the writers of the New Testament, they did not die until the end of the first century. 即使他死了，同埋佢可以查考到最而家可以查考到嘅最早期嘅文件，就是相隔十几年或者几十年的时间而已。 That means that the writers of the New Testament died just maybe 10, 20, 30 years before the earliest manuscripts that we have of the New Testament that are equal to what we have today. 即是这是一个神迹来的，因为在历史里面要讲到一些好像孔子那些的，可能要相隔一千年才找到孔子写的东西，还有现在最早可以找到的抄本就是一千年相隔的时间。 But you know, maybe like for Confucius, maybe the distance from the time that Confucius died and the things that are attributed to him writing, you know, maybe you have to wait 1,000 years before you find the earliest manuscripts of something that he wrote. 但新約聖經只有幾十年而已。 But for the New Testament, it's only, you know, 20, 30 years.所以我们是可以知道这些 是可靠信实 的历史的文献的。 And so you know the Bible and New Testament is reliable documents, and 这些是亲眼见过的目击者的记载。 And these are eyewitness accounts of people that were there and saw it. 有人说新约圣经是只不过一些神话的，是些门徒其实他所写呢，他见到耶稣做的事，但是跟着他自己加插了很多是固定精怪的神话在这里。 You know, there's some people that say that, you know, the New Testament is just a bunch of mythology, it's fits and myths and fables, it never really happened. 你看到彼得自己讲，我们不是讲的乖巧力做的捏造的事，我们不是讲神话，我们不是伪造的，我们讲是真的亲眼见到的。 And so, you know, Peter is saying, hey, we're not having some, we didn't devise this of our own kind, we didn't make it up, it's not something that we just, it's not a fake fable or something that we wrote up, this is true, we truly saw it.如果你看希臘神話，你會看到很多古靈精怪的，他的神話就將很多根本沒可能發生的事是加插，是他的用人的可以理解的事解釋到神的事。 You know, if you understand anything about Greek mythology or any mythology, you know, people, they write it to put in things that they can understand of their own life, you know, to try and explain about the gods and stuff.但是圣经我们看不到那种 的味道，圣经的东西全部是可靠的真实的记载。 But you know, the Bible doesn't have that kind of element to it. The Bible is all a true reliable account. 但是我想一想，考虑一下，假设真的 是伪造的会是怎样。 But let's step back for a moment, let's consider, just take, entertain the thought that maybe it was a made-up account. 是如果是真的伪造呢，是等于什么，是他要怎样的。 And let's say they did make it up, what would that mean? 是个意思就是他马太、路加、彼得、约翰、雅各、保罗全部要夹定，要坐埋，要一起去计划，我们会讲些什么，是怎样讲的，这里加些什么，那里加些什么。 What it means is that all these guys, you know, Matthew, John, Mark, Peter, Paul, James, they all have to get together and they'd have to come up with a plan, they'd have to develop a story, they'd have to rehearse it, and they said, this is the story we're going to give out to the people, we're going to share it.跟住咧，佢系背熟晒，彩排好，跟住出去嗱，系我你记得系点样系咪？跟住佢出去讲啊。如果咁样咧，会唔会有人讲错？会唔会有出入 ？Now if that's what they did, do you think some people would get it wrong? Would they have a little bit of things that were not accurate in what they were reporting?一定会的，因为有很多人一起出去。还有我们要记得这些新约圣经的作者呢，他为了他所传的道呢是顺道而死，他为了这个假如伪造恶作剧就是牺牲自己的生命。 如果咁多人咁样为呢个伪造嘅故事去死，肯定会有一个企出嚟话：喂，其实假嘅，唔系真嘅，我系讲笑啫，我推翻晒嘅。You know,And also, all of these writers, they all died. They were martyrs of the faith for what they were preaching, what they were believing. Now, if it was a made-up story, if it wasn't real, you would think that all of them who were martyred for their faith, one of them, just one could have stood up and said, Hey, hold on a second, this is all fake, it's just, we made it up, it's not true, don't kill me, please.
但是没一个是这样做。
But nobody said it was a made-up story. 即可以从他的生命的见证可以知道根本不是恶作剧根本是真实他亲眼看见的是一个历史的真实的事。And so we can see by just the fact that they all died for what they were teaching and that there is no discrepancies in what they said that it's a true, real eyewitness account. It really happened.
所以彼得说你会亲眼见到因为是真实的不是神话不是伪造的是可靠的真实的见证的
It's not a made up account It's a true account It's God's account And they didn't make it up 你看十七节 Look at verse 17十七节说他从父神得尊贵荣耀的时候从极大光的大荣光之中有声音出来向他说这是我的爱子我所喜悦的 For he received from God honor and glory and such a voice came to him from the excellent glory This is my beloved son in whom I am well pleased
十八节我们同他在城山的时候亲自听见这声音从天上出来
And verse 18 And we heard this voice which came from heaven when we were with him on the holy mountain即是说彼得是亲眼见到耶稣但有一件事呢就是彼得的心里面是很深刻印象 You know, Peter saw Jesus and lived with Jesus but there's this one incident that had a special impact on Peter
彼得就是跟耶稣在山上改变形象在这里看到他
And Peter saw Jesus on the Mount of Transfiguration. 耶稣有一天上到山带着彼得、雅各、约翰三个上到山跟着在山上改变形象。You know, Peter, Jesus went one day up onto the mountain and he took with him Peter, James, and John. And while he was on the mountain, he was changed, he was transformed in his glory. 那他是一段时间是改变变到是雪白的是光白是他的荣耀好像天上的荣耀一样是充满个山头
And you know so for a moment at that time he was changed and his glory his heavenly glory showed out and they could see him as the way he would have been in heaven shining bright as white as could be
跟住有摩西、以利亚嚟同佢一齐对话 ，and then Moses and Elijah came and were talking with him。跟住彼得起身话：啊，耶稣，我哋喺度真系好啊！我哋做三个帐篷俾你，一个俾摩西，一个俾以利亚，一个俾你。And then Peter stood up and he said, "Oh Lord, it's so great that we're here. Let's make three tabernacles: one for you, one for Moses, one for Elijah."
跟住忽然间有声音听出嚟，喺天空出嚟有个声音：这是我的儿子。我所喜悦的。
And then out of heaven came this voice that said, This is my beloved son. Listen to him. 彼得不单只是亲眼见到耶稣，他又听到天上神跟他讲话。Peter not only saw with his eyes Jesus in his glory, but he also heard with his ears God speak to him.
请问你几个人有没有人听过亲耳听过神在天空跟你讲说话呢
Have any of you heard with your audible ear, with your physical ear, an audible voice, God speak from heaven to you?
我没曾听过哦。I've never heard that. 我亦都未曾见过神 And I've never seen God.
但是彼得说他亲眼见到亲耳听到 But Peter saying, I heard, I saw, I was there.
这个对彼得是一个非常之深刻的印象，是一个确实耶稣基督真是神的儿子，耶稣基督真是有神的荣耀的。
In Peter's mind this was a very strong moment as it confirmed to him Jesus is the Son of God, he is in his glory。
但亦都系俾我哋知道彼得写彼得后书有个原因。
But you know, we know that Peter wrote Second Peter for a reason.
佢彼得后书咧就要证明耶稣要再嚟嘅。
And he's writing Second Peter to prove that Jesus is coming again.
因为当时有的人开始不信耶稣会再来。
Because at that time there are some people who didn't believe Jesus would come back.
但是彼得是说，我亲眼听到，我亲耳看到，我知道耶稣在山上改变形象，他是神的荣耀，他有一天会回来，好像在山上我见到他那样。
And so what Peter is saying, I saw him, I heard him, I believe he was changed, transformed on the mountain, and one day he's going to come back in his glory like I saw him on the mountain.
所以对彼得是一个很确实的肯定的，耶稣基督一定会回来，因为我亲眼看到他。
And so it just confirmed to Peter that Jesus is coming back.
约翰是一样，约翰一书第一章都是这样讲。
And the same for John, as John said in 1 John,
他说我们讲给你听是亲、我们、所听见所看见亲手摸过的。
And so John said, you know, what we're teaching you is we've heard it, we've seen it, and we've touched it, and we've looked on it, and we, our hands have held it.
所以他是亲眼见到，亲眼、亲身经历过。是很真实。
And so they're just confirming that what they saw, what they felt, what they heard was real.
那这个证据呢是很真实的。
And so that is a true testimony.
但你知道三本福音书的时候，当讲到耶稣上山改变形象，三本福音书都讲同一样嘢，耶稣上山之前。
You know, in all three gospel accounts that tell us about Jesus going on the mountain and being transformed, before the transformation experience, all three accounts say what Jesus told the disciples before he went up on the mountain.
耶稣上山改变形象之前，耶稣同门徒讲，实在告诉你哋，站在这里的有人在末上死未以前，必看见人子降临在他的国内。
Assuredly, I say to you, there are some standing here who shall not taste death till they see the Son of Man coming in his glory.
那我们知道耶稣死而复活的时候，十二门徒都没见到耶稣回来。十二门徒死的时候，耶稣都没回来，因为到现在都没回来。
And when the 12 disciples died, they still didn't see Jesus come back.
所以耶稣讲紧啲乜嘢？ So what did Jesus mean? 他讲完呢番说话之后，带住三个门徒上山。
He said this, and then he took the three disciples up onto the mountain.
彼得、雅各、约翰 ，Peter、James and John. 咁啊。是不是他们三个在山上见到耶稣改变，就见到人子在他的国里面？
And did the three of them see the Son of Man in his glory coming?
不知道是不是这样的意思，但是我们知道雅各很快使徒行传信道而死。
But we know that James died very early in the book of Acts. He was martyred.
彼得有没有见到耶稣？我们在山上见到。
And Peter saw Jesus on the Mount of Transfiguration.
但是约翰呢？约翰就写在未死之前，神将个异象俾他，他写启示录，是耶稣人子回来在他国里面的所见到的异象。
But John, before he died later in life, he had the vision of the book of Revelation, and he wrote the book of Revelation.
是不是约翰见到神在他的国里面来？
And is he referring to John seeing Jesus coming in his glory?
所以你看回十九节，彼得后书第一章十九节。
So look here at verse 19 of chapter 1 of 2 Peter.
我们并有先知更确 的预言，如同灯照在暗处，你们在这预言上留意，直等到天发亮，神星在你们心里出现的时候，随时好的。
And we have the prophetic word confirmed, which you do well to heed as a light that shines in the dark places until the day dawns and the morning star rises in your heart.
彼得又亲眼听睇到，亲耳听到，但系佢话呢个唔够。
Peter saw with his eyes, he heard with his ears, but he said, that is not enough.
他说我的经历是不足够。
He said, my personal experience is not enough.
他说我还有一样东西是确实告诉我听，耶稣是真实。
He said, there is one more thing that proves to me that Jesus is true.
我有先知更确实的言语。He said, the confirmed, the word of the prophets.
我们是知道，我们揸住这个更肯定 the sure word of the Bible.
神透过先知讲他的说话给我们听，这个是更确实的基础，肯定的神的说话是真实。
And so that is, as we have the sure word of prophecy and God's word in our hand, that is a solid foundation to base on.
所以彼得是在讲一口气讲，新约圣经我们亲眼见到亲手，我们目击者是真实，我们所记载是真的。
And so Peter is saying in just one breath, he's saying, hey, the New Testament, I'm an eyewitness, we're eyewitnesses, what we're writing is true.
但是他同时间说，我们有更确定的肯定的说话，就是先知预言的说话。
But then he says, we have even a more sure word, and that's the word of the prophets,
即是说旧约圣经。And that's the Old Testament. 所以彼得是一口气说新旧约圣经全新约旧约圣经全书都是神确实的说话。
And so he's telling us in one breath that the Old Testament, the New Testament is all the confirmed word of God that we should trust it and believe it.
你今天有没有这个肯定呢？你知道旧约圣经是讲很多的预言。
You know the Old Testament has all sorts of prophecies in it.
是旧约圣经是讲很多会发生的事。
And then the Old Testament tells all these things that are going to happen.
譬如讲旧约圣经是讲到超过332个预言是讲耶稣基督第一次来。
You know there are over 332 prophecies in the Old Testament that are talking about the first coming of Jesus.
耶稣来到世界的时候，他完成所有332个预言。
And when Jesus came, he fulfilled all 332 prophecies.
这些预言是很仔细、很清楚。
And these are very detailed prophecies of what the Messiah was going to do.
他是讲到他是边度出世，他要是去埃及避难，是他长大的地方，他父母的背景，他死的方式，他埋葬的地方，是边个的坟墓埋葬。
You know, these are talking prophecies, talking about things very detailed, like where he's going to be born. He's going to be a refugee going to Egypt. Where is he going to grow up when he leaves Egypt? What's the background of his parents? Where is he going to die? How is he going to die? Where is he going to be buried? And whose grave will he be buried in?
是不可能这么啱先求其找一个人是完成了332个这些这样的预言。
It's impossible to have somebody just randomly fulfill all 332 of these type of prophecies.
简直是没一个人在历史里面可以是这么啱先是撞啱的。
You know, and it's impossible to say that somebody in history could have just happened to have fulfilled all these things.
但是圣经说耶稣是全部做到足。
But the Bible tells us that Jesus did all of them, fulfilled all of them perfectly.
是不是这么巧呢？ Was it coincidence? 不可能的，因为旧约圣经是确实，先知的预言是真实。
Because the Old Testament is true, the word of the prophets is true.
你知道旧约圣经的先知呢，他要是讲预言呢，100%准确才可以叫先知。如果他不准确呢，就用石头打死他。 You know, the Old Testament prophets, when they spoke, they had to be 100% accurate. If they were not 100% accurate, they would be called a false prophet and they would be stoned. 즉, 시와 하유 gong 10个 유인, gong 100个 유인, you 100个 hai ngam ge. That means if you speak 10 prophecies, you speak 100 prophecies, all 100 have to be fulfilled.
那而家嘅所谓预言学家，佢讲十个预言，九个都唔中啊！
You know, prophets today, you know, they'll give 10 prophecies and 9 of them don't happen.
跟住第十嗰个就话系真系啱嘅，系好广泛，即系任何人都可以发生。即系话啊，2014年咧就世界上会一个大灾难。
哇！咁啊有个大灾难中咗咯。
You know, now, you know, these prophets, you know, they're so vague, you know, anything could happen. They say, yes, in the year 2014, there's going to be a big catastrophe. Well, yeah, right, you know, I could do that.
但是教育圣经那些预言家，那些先知，他们非常之准确。如果讲99个预言是对，讲一个不对，都是假先知哦。
You know, the Old Testament prophets, if they gave 99 true prophecies and gave one false prophecy, they were still a false prophet.
我们手揸住这个圣经，他先知的说话是的而且确信得过的。
And so the prophecies in this Bible that we hold in our hand are true and reliable, and we can trust them and believe in them.
这些先知是讲到耶稣要来，也都是讲到耶稣要再来。
You know, these prophets, they talked about the first coming of Jesus, but they also tell us about the second coming of Jesus.
所以我们相信这些先知的说话好像是一个光照住我们在黑暗的里面，给我们有出路。
And so, you could say this, the prophecies of the Old Testament and the New Testament, they're like a light shining into our darkness and giving us hope.
我们需要有这些的光照着我们生命。
You know, we need the light shining in our heart today.
我们需要，因为很多事我们是没有平安，没有盼望。
We need the light in our heart today because we have so often we have no hope, we have no peace.
有时我们情绪低落，有时我们沮丧，有时我们孤单，我们想放弃。我们需要神的光。
You know, sometimes we get depressed, sometimes we get discouraged, sometimes we get lonely, sometimes we want to give up.
We need the light of God to come and shine in our darkness.
在世界历史里面，无数人是经历过神的光，给我有盼望。
And so often in history, we see so many people who receive the light and the power of God coming to give them strength.
我刚刚这个星期呢看一个的特别的片段，一个的牧师的特辑的。
And this week I was watching a DVD, a pastor's documentary.
这个牧师呢就是以前在越南打仗。
And this pastor, his name is Raul Reese, he was used to be in the military and fighting in Vietnam.
他就已经做了40年的牧师。但是早几年前呢，他忽然间有一个的好似回到越南的时候，有越攻是追杀他在个战场里面，跟着他呢就4个礼拜完全崩溃，做不到嘢。
And you know, he was in Vietnam, and he's been a pastor for 40 years, but all of a sudden, a few years ago, one day, suddenly he had a flashback, and it was like he was back in Vietnam, and the Viet Cong attacking him, and after him, and trying to kill him, and he was totally disabled for 4 weeks. He couldn't do anything.
因为那个经历，他就是想回到很多的美军的军人，在战场之后需要復康。
And because of his experience, he was thinking about the military men in the United States who have come back from war and how they have post-traumatic stress and how they need rehabilitation.
所以他做了这个特辑。
And so he did this special documentary. 佢讲翻佢自己喺越南嘅时候系点样。And he was talking about how he was like in Vietnam. 佢喺越南打仗嘅时候，美军嘅前线工人就去刮啲越工出嚟嘅，喺前线就系滥杀无辜嘅。You know, and as he was what they call a tunnel rat, going in the front of the lines and searching out for the Viet Cong and they were killing them ruthlessly.
佢喺越南完咗佢嘅兵役嘅时候，翻到美国系精神崩溃，喺精神病院一段时间。
And he came back from Vietnam, and he had post-traumatic stress to such a degree they put him in a mental institution for a while.
佢系武术嘅黑带，所以佢喺病院出嚟之后咧，佢系喺武馆教人打功夫。
And because he was a black belt of some martial arts, you know, after he came out of rehabilitation, he had his martial arts studio.
但系佢唔信耶稣，佢就好多恐惧，好多古灵精怪嘅嘢。
But he wasn't a Christian, and he had fears and all these things.
所以佢结咗婚之后，佢成日虐待佢太太，打佢太太。
And so after he got married, you know, he had all these fears and everything, and he started abusing and beating his wife.
虐待佢呢，生咗两个小朋友之后呢，佢太太都系终于话，我打到太多，我走人。
And even after they had two sons, and he kept abusing and beating his wife, and he got worse and worse, his wife finally came to a point and said, I'm leaving him, I can't live with this guy, he's going to kill me.
有一天呢，佢执晒行李，收拾啲行李喺门口，即系摆喺箧。佢太太信耶稣，嗰晚翻到教会要听到，谂住完咗教会之后翻嚟攞行李同两个仔走人。
And so one day she packed up all the bags, she put them at the front door, and she's a Christian, so she went to church, took the sons to church, and she was thinking, I'm going to come home from church tonight, I'm going to get the bags and I'm out of here.
佢先生嗰晚就翻到屋企，见到佢行李喺门口，知道佢谂住走佬。
And her husband came home that night, saw the bags in front of the house, and knew that she was going to leave.
于是佢就决定咗，我太太走佬带走我两个仔，我杀佢杀两个仔，跟住自杀，好过其他人享受我啲仔女。
And so he decided at that moment, if my wife's going to leave me, I'm going to kill her, I'm going to kill my sons, I'm going to commit suicide, I want them to be dead, we'll all be dead, instead of her running away and leaving me.
他在越南打人，杀人，他是认真。
And he killed many people in Vietnam, and he was serious.
他打烂晒屋企所有的东西。
He destroyed everything in the house.
跟着他拿支枪想打烂个电视机。
And then he took his rifle and he was going to destroy the TV.
但一打个电视机，个电视机着咗。
But as soon as he hit the TV, the TV started.
电视机又啱啱先搞个台，系有牧师讲紧道。
And it was on a station and there was a pastor preaching. Chuck Smith was preaching.
他就想拿支枪来射个电视机叫他收声。
And he wanted to shoot the pastor on the TV to get him to shut up.
但是他被神的话语吸引了，他没办法开枪。
But the words of the Bible, the truth of the word of God hit his heart and he couldn't destroy, he couldn't break the TV.
结果呢，他在电视机面前跪低认罪悔改，靠耶稣入他心。
And what happened is he knelt down in front of the TV, repented of his sins, and asked Jesus to come into his heart as his Lord and Savior.
神完全改变了他，因为神的话语。
And God completely transformed him because of the word of God.
我们看到神的话语，先知讲的说话是千真万确的，是我们的黑暗里面，是给我们一个曙光。
And we see that this reliable, the sure word of God that the prophets have spoken is true, and it breaks into our darkness with the light of the Holy Spirit.
神的话语不会反悔。
The word of God will never go void, will never return to us void.
我想大家睇二十节，唔系 ，sorry， 睇二十一节。
I want us to look first at verse 21.
我先睇二十一节，跟住睇二十节。We're going to look at verse 21 before we look at verse 20. 因为语言从来没有出于人意的。乃是人被圣灵感动，说出神的话来。
For prophecy never came by the will of man, but holy men of God spoke as they were moved by the Holy Spirit.
他呢度强调圣经嘅说话唔系人写，系神透过人去写。
And he's stressing and emphasizing this Bible was not written by man; it's written by God as He inspired men.
神系将神嘅说话放喺人心里边，佢写出嚟神嘅说话。
And so God spoke and moved on the hearts of men, and they wrote what God inspired them to write.
所以呢个圣经唔系人嘅说话，同一般书唔同嘅。
And so the Bible is not man's word; it's God's word. It's different from any other book.
提摩太后书三章十六、十七节都系咁讲。
In 2 Timothy chapter 3 verse 16 and 17 says the same thing.
圣经都是神所默示的，于教训、督责、使人归正、教导人学义，都是有的的。
For all scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness.
叫属神的人得以完全，预备行各样的善事。
That the man of God may be complete, thoroughly equipped for every good work.
呢两节经文都话我哋听，圣经系神嘅教导，唔系人嘅教导。
And these two scriptures tell us that the Bible is God's word; it's not man's word.
因为系神嘅说话，所以神嘅说话影响生命。
And it's because it's God's word influences our life.
那今日我翻屋企，我太太咧同我读一个中信嘅，七月份，今年七月份嘅中信系第615期嘅一个见证。
Yesterday I came home and my wife read to me a testimony that impressed her in an article from the Chinese Christian magazine 中信 and from July this year.
那个见证咧就话。不再作假男生。
And the testimony's title was, I'm not going to be a false man anymore.
个见证是一个的同性恋者的，一个香港的女同性恋者的见证。
And it's a testimony of a Hong Kong homosexual lesbian lady.
咁佢就係讲到好清楚，佢点解变成同性恋，佢个挣扎去到三藩市，佢嘅同性恋生活。
And she very honestly shared how she became a homosexual, how she lived and moved to San Francisco to live pursue a homosexual lifestyle.
但佢亦都好坦白分享佢呢个生活嘅方式，点样痛苦，点样想死，走去想自杀，因为提到系冇真爱。
And then she also honestly shared how much pain and trouble she had in this lifestyle, and how she came to a point where she wanted to commit suicide because she couldn't find true love.
但系跟住咧喺呢个痛苦嘅当中，有人同佢传福音，有人派圣经俾佢。
But then in her struggle, in her difficulties, people came and shared the gospel with her, and somebody gave her a Bible.
她因为看圣经，她就是很大改变。
And because she read the Bible, she was changed.
特别她看圣经看到神无条件的爱。
And she was reading especially about the love of God, conditional love of God.
因为他看到神有这个无条件的爱，就是爱我，他就是在那里哭，在那里悔改，被神入到他心。
And as she read about God's unconditional love, she broke down in tears and started crying and accepted Jesus into her heart.
他说我在同性恋的世界里面是玩人，被人玩，找不到真爱。点知系真系有个天父系有真爱系爱我。
And she's saying, and these are my words, something like, you know, I was living a homosexual lifestyle, abusing people and being abused by others, and I couldn't find true love, but the true God loves me unconditionally.
我谂我哋因为香港而家呢个话题好系热门话题，
我想攞呢个嘅中信啊，影印放大，放喺壁布版俾大家可以阅读啊。
And because I know now in Hong Kong, this is a very hot issue that's being debated now in Hong Kong. I want to make a copy, enlarged copy of this particular testimony and paste it on our bulletin board so everyone can read what she said.
因为睇到圣经神嘅话语系照喺我哋黑暗里边
，and we can see that the word of God goes into our darkness，
俾我哋盼望一个曙光系可以有个出路
，and the word of God gives us hope， it gives us light at the end of the tunnel so that we can have something to look forward to。
睇最后一节，第二十节。Let's look at the last verse, and it's verse 20. 第一要紧的，该知道，经上有所有的预言，没有可随私意解说的。
Knowing this first, that no prophecy of Scripture is of any private interpretation.
弟兄姊妹，这个圣经是神的话语，我们看神的话语，解释神的话语，要用神圣灵启示来解释。
It's the word of God. It's His word. When we interpret the word of God, we need to understand what God is saying to us and interpret it with the Holy Spirit's help.
我哋唔可以自己随便睇嚟话啊咁嘅意思，咁嘅意思。
We can't just open the Bible and carelessly, ruthlessly say, "Oh, it means this. It means that."
我哋需要系有神嘅教导俾我哋明白。
We need God to teach us so that we can understand.
我们需要看圣经是了解每一节的上文下理。
You know, we need to understand the context of every verse if we're going to interpret it.
我们不可以断章取义。
We can't take it out of the context. We need the help of other prophecies to interpret prophecies.
我们需要其他预言来参考比较，是去分析一个预言的。我觉得最好就用归纳研经法。
I think it's the best to use inductive Bible study.
我们观察、分析，跟住形容实践。
That inductive Bible study is where we observe what it says, then we make interpretation. Thank you, and then we do application.
所以我们要准确了解圣经，但我们需要圣灵同在，帮我们明白神的话语。
And so we need the Holy Spirit to help us.
因为如果你没有神在你心里面，你没办法明白圣经。
If you don't have God in your heart, there's no way you can understand the Bible.
因为圣经都说呢，属血气的人不能领会神圣灵的事，反倒以为愚拙，并且不能知道，因为这些事唯有属灵的人。
And the Bible says in 1 Corinthians 2:14, but the natural man does not receive the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness to him, nor can he know them, because they are spiritually discerned.
我们有神的灵，我们可以明白，但如果你没有神的灵，你没办法明白。
We have the heart of God, we can understand, but if you don't have the heart of God, there's no way you can understand.
但我们相信圣经就可以，我们祈祷求神教导我们。神会俾你明白。以前天主教咧就唔俾人睇圣经，话太深奥嘅。
I believe that we have the Holy Spirit, and the Holy Spirit will teach us what the Bible says. You know, the Catholic Church in the old days would not allow people to read the Bible. They said it was too hard to understand.
而家佢开始改变，但我哋基督教一直都系鼓励你可以睇圣经，你可以明白。
But the Christian, as Christians, we always encourage you. You can understand the Bible. You should be reading it because you can understand it.
神可以每一日透过圣经教导你
，and God can every day speak to you from the Bible.
但你唔好随便即系将自己嘅意思放入去。
But don't carelessly put your own thoughts in there.
我每次讲解圣经的时候，我要先去查考，了解好多历史当中好多的牧者，好多的圣经教导的专家，看他怎样讲。因为我不想自己随便将我的看法讲给你听。
Each time I stand before you and preach, I will first do a lot of study and research and see what other pastors have said throughout the ages of history. How they interpret the word, because I don't want to stand here and just give you what I think.
I want to make sure that what I'm teaching is what God wants us to hear.
我希望我所教导呢，唔系我嘅意思，系神透过圣经要俾我哋嘅意思。所以我哋要参考别人嘅睇法，要好小心。如果忽然间你有睇圣经，你话啊，我有个新启示，从来未有人听过，从来未有人讲过，小心。
And if all of a sudden one day you come up with a new revelation and you said nobody's ever thought of this, nobody's ever taught this, beware.
这个就是异端邪教的开始。That's how the cults start. 这个走火入魔。That's jumping out of the firing pan into the fire. 这个就是断章取义变成异端。And that's taking things out of context and turning into a cult.
我们要小心不要弯曲圣经。东方闪电是这样，耶和华见证会是这样，摩门教是这样。
You know, that's how the Eastern Lightning Cult started. That's how the Jehovah Witnesses started. That's how the Mormons started.
有个有趣的资料，我知道时间到的，不过有人知道摩门教的末世圣徒教会的司密斯约瑟讲过月亮是指示座的，有人知的。
This is an interesting tidbit. I don't know. Do any of you know that Joseph Smith, the founder of the Mormon Church of Latter-day Saints, he said the moon is made out of cheese? Did you know that?
新的启示，神话我听，月亮是芝士做的。
A new revelation from God, the moon is made out of cheese.
于是我们可以升到月亮是赚大钱，因为呢芝士很值钱。
So we can go to the moon and we can become rich because cheese is expensive, isn't it?
大家，神的话语是对你有用。
The Bible is profitable for you.
圣经是真实，不是假的。
The Bible is real, it's not false.
圣经是有力量可以改变你生命。
The Bible has power to transform your life.
我们要相信祂，要跟从祂。
We need to believe it, we need to follow it.
我一起祈祷。
Let's pray.
主耶稣，我们多谢你，今天我们看你的圣经，知道无论新约、旧约，都是你给我们你的真理。主，我们愿意你在我们当中，帮助我们每一个人，可以是明白你的真理。我们靠主帮我们看到圣经，是开启我们的眼睛，让我们可以明白圣经是你的教导，是你给我们的。主，我们愿意我们的信仰建立在你的圣经上，不是我们的感觉，不是我们个人经历的，是因为你给我们这么确定的预言。同时，主，我们相信你圣经里面告诉我们听你要回来，所以我们已经等候很久，但是主，我们都要继续相信倚靠你，说你会回来，我相信你一定会回来。我们等候你，愿意我们去准备自己去迎接你做我们的王。我们多谢主，多谢你听我们祷告，奉耶稣名求， Amen。